Hello, hello, and welcome to The Through Ball, a podcast presented through WVUA 90.7, The Capstone. As usual, I am your host, MG Cease. This is going to be a shorter episode this week. We're going to quickly recap the Alabama soccer game against LSU and then do a quick preview into Alabama's next game against Texas A&M. But some notes up top. Prior to the kickoff of this game last week, the stream was canceled. So like you, I was also unable to watch the game. So I'm going to give you all of the information I have from the live stats and just my knowledge from covering the team so far. And then hopefully I'll get some more perspective in the next episode or so. And then we'll have a more normal episode after the Texas A&M game. So let's get into it. All right, so Alabama and LSU ended their game last Friday night in a wild double overtime 3-3 draw. Alabama, unlike their last game in which they were shut out, came out hot out the gate. They started scoring early. Carly Wyatt got on the board twice within the first 20 minutes. And then immediately following her second goal, the game went into weather delay. That ended up lasting 2 hours. So both teams were in their respective locker rooms, I would assume, for that full period. And I mean, you have to assume that that messes both physically and mentally with the players. And hopefully we will be able to get a little bit more perspective on that as the season comes to a close. Because as a reminder, this is the sixth game that Alabama has played, and this is a shortened 8-game season, so the Tide only has 2 more games. So they came back after the 2-hour weather delay, and LSU scored. This happened in the 25th minute, so just 5 minutes after the weather delay had ended. So the score was 2-1 headed into halftime. Coming out of halftime, at the 57th minute, Serena Pham netted another ball for the Crimson Tide. The score was 3-1. LSU answered a mere minute later in the 58th minute and put the score up 3-2. And then in the 76th minute, LSU got the equalizer. And at the end of the regulation 90, the game was tied 3-3. As the game ended in a draw, you can grasp that in both of the 10-minute sudden victory overtime periods, neither team scored any goals. Now, both teams were hungry for the win coming into this game. Alabama has not had a win since the season opener on September 19th. That's 3-1 beatdown on the University of Tennessee. Meanwhile, LSU hasn't had a win for the entire season. These two teams are at the bottom of the table for the SEC West. LSU sitting in last, Alabama with a record of 1 win, 3 losses, and 2 draws is second to last. This affects the two teams going into the SEC tournament. There are just a few guaranteed games for each team in the tournament, so obviously seeding is going to play a role. So Alabama was definitely hungry for a win in this game, or at least to snap their 3-game losing streak, and then they'll certainly be looking in the next 2 games to try and get a couple more points, hopefully make some moves up the SEC West table. In general, this game was also just going to be wild and rough because the two teams are just rivals. Alabama and LSU, there's some bad blood. I don't really think that the Crimson Tide has a single school with the mascot of a tiger that they like. Now, there were lots of fouls in this game. There was actually a total of 40 fouls. Alabama was given 21. LSU was given 19. However, there really weren't that many cards given. Alabama, Felicia Knox was given a yellow card almost immediately out of the weather delay. And then McKinley Crone was given a yellow card in the 62nd minute. LSU had more cards, had more players booked. In the 28th minute, Maddie Moreau was awarded a yellow card. Then in the 54th, their player Rami Noel was given a card. In the 81st minute, Megan Johnson was given a card. And then in the first overtime period, Maddie Moreau was awarded her second yellow card and therefore was ejected on a red card. And then in the 104th minute, another LSU player was given a card. So let's do a quick look at the numbers of this game. And then beyond that, we're going to take a quick look at Texas A&M. So Alabama had 12 shots while LSU had 16. Now, Alabama had 7 shots on goal while LSU had 9. Alabama made 6 saves. LSU made 4. Corners were about even. Alabama was awarded 6, LSU 5. And then Alabama was called offside twice while LSU was called offside 3 times. Now, let's take a look into the Texas A&M game. This will be at home. Texas A&M is currently sitting pretty high in the standings for the SEC West. They have a record of 4-1-0. Again, that is compared to Alabama's record of 1-3-2. Now, this game is going to kick off at 7 p.m. Central on Friday the 30th. So, day before Halloween. And personally, I'm hoping for a very unspooky result. This game had plenty of action, the LSU game, and I think that the players probably would appreciate just a 90-minute game, not a 120-minute game with a random 2-hour break in the middle. So, again, 7 p.m. Central Time on Friday the 30th. Tune back in next week, and I will give you hopefully a more thorough review of that game, as it will be home. I will be in attendance and I can provide my usual analysis of gameplay and list of key players. Thanks for tuning into the Through Ball.